Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. It's minus 26, feels like minus 36 with the wind chill. It's just another awful winter day, but this is not a weather podcast, so who cares what the weather's like outside? This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by, of course, Campaign Monitor and a small orange. Campaign Monitor is email newsletters, beautiful emails. A small orange is beautiful website hosting. Check out the links to each of those companies, businesses who are supporting me and my podcasting effort at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/71. You can also support me directly if you'd like at Patreon, patreon.com/iChris with as little as a dollar a month. It helps pay for some of the bills of running a podcast network, and then also just pays for some of my own bills and helps me keep up with gear and mics and stuff. Anyways, that's not what the topic of this show is. This isn't a, what's that called? A pitch show? No, a fundraising show. Always fundraising. Always be fundraising. ABF, that's what they say. No, just the feeling. This is kind of a bit of a vent episode, and I don't know where it'll lead, but you will, or I mean, obviously I will before I publish it, so I'm just going to publish it anyways, I guess, unless I say something I really regret, then I won't, then you won't hear this. That's how it goes with podcasting. The hamster wheel of running your own business, or just like working and trying to get ahead in a job. It always feels like grass is greener on the other side, where those of us who run our own business think, oh, some days I feel like, anyways, I'd love to just go work for a company. They'd provide me with benefits. They'd provide me with 2 or 3 weeks vacation. They'd, you know, whatever, all the stuff that they take care of. I would just show up and work. Not have to worry about whether the business is going to be successful or not, or what the big picture of it is, unless that was my role, obviously, in that business. But, you know, that whole scene, and I'm sure on the flip side, I've been there. I worked for other people. I worked for a big university. I worked for a small business. And you're always kind of like frustrated that you don't get to do X, Y, or Z. Why is my boss making me do that? Or why doesn't he or she see that I should be able to do this? And whereas I get to choose what I do, obviously, and can kind of just pick and choose. So, but anyways, the struggle with, so if you're in a job that doesn't feel like it's going anywhere and pay isn't great, or in my case, running your own business and kind of just feeling like someday I hope it's going to get a little easier month to month, where like it feels like I'll have I think I've talked about this in the past, but like, you know, a 6 month window of knowing that things are okay, instead of like right now, hoping that, like, I'm pretty sure we'll pay our mortgage this month, but I don't know about February, or I don't know about March, sorry. I know February we're okay, but then, you know, you get a nice little letter from the government about notice of reassessment for goods and services tax, harmonized sales tax. So there's an extra $1,700 that you owe. So if you could please pay that, then that'd be great. Because we need more money or whatever. So that's, yeah, over and above just, you know, your regular planning of stuff and kids' bills of getting food and, you know, all the life stuff that you bring in. And that kind of stuff happens when you're working for someone else. But anyways, this is my situation. So anyways, what I struggle with depression as it relates to, typically these days anyways, as it relates to my own job and my own business that I, you know, obviously, if I'm not bringing enough money, if I'm not providing enough long-term security for myself and my family, that comes back on me. It's not some other boss or some other person that I can blame or, you know, be frustrated that they're not paying me more or whatever. Each client I work with is great and pays well. Yeah, pays well generally and pays on time and all that kind of stuff. And so it's not a question of that kind of stuff. It's just kind of, you know, the thoughts then lead to like, well, maybe I'm no good at this. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should be going back and, oh, music's turning on and I can't hear myself there. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should go back and work for somebody and because I can't handle all the different things that you're supposed to take care of as a running your own business. And then that you kind of like the cycle of like, it worked well at Christmas. It landed well as far as like taking a week off or so. Projects wrapped up. There was money in the bank. We still kept a very tight budget for Christmas as far as presents and all that kind of stuff and frugal budget. And it felt like we could just relax for a week, and which kind of led into January of feeling like, okay, things are okay. But then you know, things like the, like I was saying, the GST thing, and, you know, just stuff happens. And so then, because I took time off, and then we're a little bit behind maybe, and there's not as much money, which then means you get depressed and you get stressed and you maybe not sleeping as well. All that to say, the actions that we've taken or we've tried to take lately is, like I talked about earlier in previous episodes, is getting better sleep. That's certainly been overall a good thing. Going to bed, I said, like, we tried to get in bed by 10:30 and sleeping by 11, lights out at 11. Haven't been great. I would say maybe 50% of the time we've been doing that over the last few weeks, but still better than we were before. And lately this week, we just started trying to, my wife, full credit to her for pushing us on this, is just eating better as well, which will definitely help with your overall mood and just health, obviously. And when stress hits, if you're eating like crap, it's certainly not going to be easy for your body to deal with that stress. And so we're using an app called MyFitnessPal, which is actually works really good for, I use it personally, like sort of, I've tried to use it as giving me a general picture. I'm not trying to like drill down to specific calories, every single food item exactly, but just to try and get an idea of how much calories I'm taking in, what little exercise I might be doing and how that relates to my weight and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm not quite ready to start a audio journal of my audio journal of my emotional hygiene. Some folks will get that joke, but my audio journal of my fitness and, you know, health and eating and weight loss plan or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a great app. It works really well with Sue, my spouse, for sharing meals, so she can enter something, a meal that we have together. Obviously, I can just copy that to my plan or vice versa, and then also seeing each other. Like when I go to work, if she sees that I had a Tim Hortons lunch or whatever instead of eating something healthier, get on me, and vice versa for whatever she had when she went out last night and stuff. Her frustration has been that, you know, obviously, I guess it's not obvious from my voice or her voice, but I'm a larger guy than her. I'm 6 feet tall, 6 foot one. She's 5 foot four, 5 foot five. And so just like the calorie intake for me, obviously, is quite a bit higher than what it is for her at our base level. And so I get to eat, I can eat more. So, it's frustrating for her to see that at the end of the day, I can be like, you know, ahead in terms of have leftover calories, so to speak, where she's behind. Because we just, yeah, if she's following my eating patterns, then she's going to end up in the negative, and obviously. So I'm doing my best to try and follow her eating patterns, because that'll only work better for both of us. But anyways, early days on that. But I'd encourage you, if you haven't checked out something like that, it's so remarkably easy these days to do that. Especially if you had an iPhone that has motion tracking and stuff in it, it tracks your steps for you to figure out, you know, how many calories you're burning just walking around the house and stuff. But then also has a barcode scanner, so you can quickly scan in a food, a milk, or whatever cereal that you have, and just say you had a bowl of it. And you don't have to go searching and hunting. And there's lots of stuff already in there, like, for example, Tim Hortons coffees, and weird combinations of Tim Hortons coffees are already entered in there by somebody. And so you can just select it, and that's what you have for breakfast or for lunch or whatever. And so, yeah, maybe tips, thoughts. Chris@goodstuff.fm is my email. iChris on Twitter. If you have feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, what you'd like to hear on this show. And my thanks to Campaign Monitor and A Small Orange for sponsoring this. We'll see you again next episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.